Wednesday night in Central California, game two at Valley Strong Ballpark between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Good evening, everyone. Griffin Epstein joining you from the Learn for Life press box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network alongside our director, JT Gomez, our entire crew. Glad you're joining us. The Rawhide trying to snap a now seven-game losing streak after suffering a 6-1 defeat to Stockton last night. We'll meet the Ports lineup, 6-4 on the season. Ali Camarillo leads off for Stockton. CJ Paitero bats second. Jarrett Speglot bats third. Cameron Leary in the cleanup spot. Davis Diaz will bat fifth. Miles Naylor, alpha home run last night, bats sixth. Bottom three in the Stockton lineup. Cesar Franco, the designated hitter. Herman Ortiz, the first baseman. And Pedro Pineda, the center fielder, rounds out the lineup for Stockton. The ready Connor Foley on the bump this evening for the Rawhide. He's making his second professional start and his first at home. His first pro start last Wednesday at San Jose. Didn't have his best stuff in his first pro start. Made it through three innings. Allowed just two hits, but did have two walks, five strikeouts. Two runs allowed overall. Took 66 pitches to get through three innings, and he did end up suffering the loss. Talented righty was a fifth-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks last year out of Indiana. First pitch home is high and wide. Alberto Barrega catches it behind home plate, and we're underway one tick past 6:30 local time here in Tulare County. Righty sets at the belt, and the pitch home to Camarillo. Fly to right side, out of play. Foley, the 164th overall pick by the D-backs last year. Fifth-round pick, played two seasons under Jeff Mercer at Indiana University, one of the top baseball programs in the Big Ten. Foley turns and deals. A fluttering breaking ball misses high. Two balls and one strike to Camarillo. Foley, ranked as the 23rd overall prospect. Here's the 2-1. Fouled straight back. 23rd overall prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Only pitcher ranked on the Rawhide roster in the top 30. That's by MLB Pipeline. 2-2 count to Camarillo. Big righty delivers. Low and a full count. 21 years of age from Jasper, Indiana, in southern Indiana, and then going to school at IU, only about an hour and a half away. Here comes the payoff. Check swing. Did he go? No. Camarillo held up, says Frankie Gonzalez. And a walk to Camarillo to start the day for Stockton. Around the diamond for the Rawhide, Alberto Barrega catches for a second straight night. Modifi Marte makes his series debut at first. You're all in at second. Adrian Rodriguez at short, and Ruben Santana at third base. First start of the season at third base for Santana. In the outfield, Abdias De La Cruz in left, Slade Caldwell in center, Jose Alpuria in right. Foley now out of the stretch with Camarillo at first. The first pitch coming home to C.J. Pitaro. Misses low, 1-0 count to the lanky lefty. It's cool by Central California standards. Certainly one of the cooler nights that we'll have all season long. 69 degrees at first pitch. Ground ball left side. Oh, it hits right off the third base bag. A fair ball and trickling down the third base line. De La Cruz finally gets to the ball in left. Paitaro into second with a double. Camarillo to third. What a funky ball. Paitaro going the other way. Might have hooked foul, but it hit right off the third base bag. And then just died in left field. An unlucky double for Foley and the Rawhide. So Camarillo at third, Paitaro at second, and Jarrett Spreglot, righty batter, steps the plate. Two in scoring position, and nobody out. Foley home. Fastball misses outside, 1-0 to the righty batter. 69 degrees at first pitch. No wind. Not much humidity, and thick gray clouds overhead. Not much sunshine today here in Visalia. Sun peeked out a couple times, but rather coy sunshine today. 1-0 is low on a changeup. Two balls and no strikes to Spreglot. Temperatures dipping to about 60 degrees this evening and expecting similar conditions tomorrow.
Fully sized the shoulders, kicks and deals. Fastball just missed outside. Three balls and no strikes to Spreglot. Fully throws hard. Stands 6'5 on the bump. He's the tallest player on the Raja. Here's the pitch home. Fastball right down the middle at 92 for a strike. 3-1. Runners on second and third. With nobody out in the top of the first. Pulley kicks and throws. Wave and a miss. Up to 94 on the fastball on the outer part of the zone. And a full count to Spreglot. Stockton playing really good baseball right now. 6-4 overall, coming off a series win at home against Rancho Cucamonga. An impressive performance last night in the series opener. Here's the payoff. Waved right side and hooking foul. Right off the sign in front of the Chevron Dewar section right before the wall juts out, meeting the foul line. Spreglot had nearly a similar double to Vitaro, slapping a ball the other way. Well, we'll do it again. Sixth pitch of this at bat upcoming between Foley and Spreglot. Foley working on the right side of the rubber and home. Change up on the outside corner. Strike three called. Nasty breaking ball from the Hoosier and one away. First strikeout of the day for Foley. Patrick McMorris, home plate umpire, calling the balls and strikes. And Frankie Gonzalez in the field today. An excellent California League crew. Second lefty for Foley to face. Cameron Leary, right fielder, steps to the plate. Leary, two hits last night in a row. Takes low on a fastball, bouncing in the dirt. Second game of six in the first full series here at Valley Strong Ballpark of the season. Tuesday through Sunday. Fully home. Fastball high. Two balls and no strikes to Leary. Stockton's gotten great pitching to start their season. They lead the league in ERA and walks, hits, innings pitched, better known as WHIP. The offense has started to come around the last few games as well. Six hits last night as Foley steps off and wants to start through the signs again with Borrega. Six runs last night. Only got one run off Denny Lorando, who pitched well, but got going against the Rawhide bullpen as Leary takes a strike. Says scrappy lineup. Veteran with a lot of college guys on this sports squad. Pitch home. Popped up left side. And drifting out of play. The count even at two apiece to Leary. Ports have won six out of their last eight games now. Able last night to put up at least six runs for the fourth time this season. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 95 miles per hour from Foley. His hardest throw of the day. Foul tipped into the glove of Borrega. Now batting number five. Just put a ball in the zone and asked Leary if he could catch up to it. And Leary could not. So two away. Camarillo still at third. Paitero at second. And Davis Diaz, the right-handed catcher, steps to the plate. Can fully escape the jam. First pitch, change up, catches the zone for a strike, 0-1. Fully working out of the stretch. Lead-off walk, and then a double by Paitara that bounced off the third base bag, putting him in some early trouble. The 0-1. Fastball right down the middle, 0-2. Home debut for Connor Foley in his second start as a professional, trying to work a clean first frame. Here's the 0-2. Grounded left side and foul. Fielded well by the Ports manager, Javier Godard, down the left field line. Sun peeking out behind the clouds on a mostly overcast evening. Here's the 0-2. Breaker outside, 1-2. Ryder in their home whites with pinstripes for a second straight night. Different uniforms for the Ports tonight. Gray with Stockton written in blue across the chest. Fully sized the shoulders and home. Outside, 2-2. 25 pitch now first inning for Foley, who needed 66 pitches to get through three innings in his season debut against San Jose last Wednesday night up in the Bay Area. Deuces abound. Here's the pitch. Waved foul. Pitch out of the zone, but Davis doing a good job protecting and staying alive. Davis Diaz at one of the bigger hits of the day yesterday for Stockton. Two out, two RBI, base hit in the sixth. At that point, it was still only a 1-0 ball game. That really gave Stockton some insurance. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball strikes out Davis Diaz, and Connor Foley, after allowing the first two runners on, strikes out the side to end proceedings in the top of the first. Rawhide to bat on the other side on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Back in Visalia, bottom of the first inning, Ryan Magdeek will make the start, his first professional start for Stockton, as Slade Caldwell leads things off for Visalia. Magdeek, his third appearance of the season, 5.79 ERA and 4 2/3 innings of work, 4 strikeouts, but also 3 walks and 6 hits allowed. His first start, though, of his pro career. First pitch home outside from the Missouri Tiger. Slade Caldwell in the leadoff spot today, moving up from the second hole for manager D. Garner. Here's the 1-0. In for a strike, 1-1 in this lefty-on-lefty matchup. Alberto Borrega batting second for Visalia today. Yasiel Soler third. Ruben Santana in the cleanup spot. Marifi Marte fifth. Jose Alpuria all the way down to the sixth spot. Pitch home. Catches the letters for a strike. 1-2 to Caldwell. Bottom three in the Rawhide lineup. Efdias De La Cruz, Yerald Nin, and Adrian Rodriguez. A fair amount of shuffling by D. Garner, and not a surprise when you're trying to snap a 7-game losing skid. 1-2, grounded right side. Diving the first baseman, Ortiz. He'll flip to Magdeek, who dropped the ball with his bare hand, and Caldwell is aboard at first on what should be ruled an infield base hit. That was a really tough play. Ortiz made a nice slide to his left to field. Magdeek a little late to cover, and he was going to have to make a – the throw was behind him. He kind of had overran the base. He was going to have to make a barehanded catch, and he couldn't hold on to the baseball. I'm not sure he would have beaten Caldwell to the bag anyways. One of the fastest guys in the California League racing down the line for an infield single. So Caldwell aboard. Alberto Barrega steps to the plate. First pitch home. Fastball high to the ready. ...24-year-old Magdeek, who played last season the University of Missouri in the SEC, drafted in the 14th round. As a fluttering breaking ball catches the zone. Magdeek bounced around. Interesting career we'll certainly get into in his collegiate days. Played at a whole hoist of schools. The 2-1 snaps the mitt and misses just outside. Three balls and one strike. But graduate year at Missouri, Athletics drafting him in the 14th round and starting his career this season with the Stockton Ports at the professional level. Steps off and Caldwell back to the back. See if Slade attempts a steal here to start the game. He's 2-for-3 on the season with stolen bases. And the Ports have a catcher in Davis Diaz who only recently became a catcher. He's a transitioning infielder that the Athletics are now working as a catcher. The 2-1 misses outside. Three balls and one strike to Barrega. Similar to Foley in the top of the first. Some early unluckiness and struggles with command for Magdeek. 3-1. Caldwell does take off, but Barrega fouls it away. That's the way it goes. There was a few good pitches for Caldwell to steal on, and finally on the one he goes. Got a great jump, and Barrega fouled it away. I could see almost the disappointment in the swing of Barrega, too, and he knew he wasn't going to be able to put the ball in play, and it spoiled likely a stolen base. So here's the payoff now. Hit hard left side through. Base hit for Barrega. He stays hot. And Caldwell, with his speed, will go first to third easily. Barrega poked it right through the 6-5 hole. His third hit already of the series after a multi-hit game last night. And the Rawhide have a golden opportunity to take the first lead of this series, trying to snap their 7-game losing streak on this Wednesday night. Yacel Soler strides the plate, playing as the designated hitter tonight, taking a day off from the field, and he's going to start with a strike. He got into the batter's box too late. Pitch clock violation. D. Garner isn't so sure about it. He hustles in to chat with Patrick McMorris about this. Well, Soler off to a great start to his season, still leading the ride with a .333 batting average and 12 hits, but coming off back-to-back games without a hit. He had a 7-game hit streak to start the season. Hasn't been on base the last two games. Getting a chance for a little more rest off the field and getting to focus himself at the plate. First pitch home is a strike to Soler, so because of the pitch clock violation, unfortunately for Soler, he's very quickly in an 0-2 hole. Runners on the corners and nobody out in the bottom of the first. We're scoreless. Magdeek steps off, throws back to first. Ball was dropped by Ortiz, who's having a fun start to his series over at first base. Barrega back to the bag. Barrega has sneaky good speed for a catcher, though he doesn't have a stolen base yet this season. He led all Arizona Complex League's catchers last year with 12 stolen bases. And there's a second disengagement to Barrega, which is an interesting approach. Now Magdeek only has one disengagement left, and if he throws over to first, he has to get Barrega out, or Barrega gets a free pass to second. So Barrega will definitely take a bigger lead here. Three strides as he digs his heels into the dirt. Pitch home. Sliced hard and foul up atop the Harvest Wealth fan dugout. Slay plate. Caldwell ducked out of the way down the third base line. Solaire hit that ball 101 miles an hour off the bat, but he was more than 100 miles in front of that baseball. Another 0-2. Wave and a miss. Fastball way outside of the zone. Solaire strikes out. One away. First strikeout for Magdich. Much needed. Ruben Santana comes to the plate. Davis Diaz laying down some signals for the Stockton infield. Ramon Ortiz at first. Jared Spreglot at second. Ali Camarillo at short. And Miles Naylor, after DHing yesterday, is at third base today for Stockton. First pitch home. Santana takes a home run level hack and finds nothing but this cool spring air. CJ Patero in left, Pedro Pineda in center, and Cameron Leary in right, rounding out the fielders for the Ports. Here's the 0-1. Inside, one ball and one strike to Santana. Bryant offense with a great opportunity to get some runs on the board. They need it. Offense that has slumped over the last week. Visalia without a win. Sunday, April 4th now. It's been 10 days. 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike to Santana. Certainly the way baseball goes, though, you're going to go through slumps. You're going to go through losing streaks. The magic of baseball is you wake up again the next morning, the sun rises, and you try all over again. You got a lot of opportunities. 2-1. Check swing by Santana. Did he go? No, says Frankie Gonzalez in the field. And Santana's ahead 3-1. Ball was way inside, and Santana did just hold up. Runners on the corners, one out, bottom of the first, and scoreless. Magdich delivers. Berega takes off, pitches inside anyways for ball four. That whole dance with Magdich and Berega proves pointless as Santana walks, and the Ride have the bases loaded with one out. And Modifi Marte coming to the plate. And the Stockton pitching coach, Jim Gott, is walking on out to chat with Magdich. Pitching was so good for Stockton last night. There was no need for Gott to even walk to the mound. But have an early conversation with Magdich, the Missouri Tiger struggling in this first inning in his first pro start. But if he was probably was not watching Connor Foley in the top of the first. He was warming up in the bullpen, but Foley proved how to get out of a jam and some struggles. Find a way to get back to your best pitch, the fastball over power batters, and get strikeouts. Foley struck out the side after allowing the first two base runners to reach in the top of the first. Marte coming to the plate. It's his first game since Sunday when he was 1-for-4 at San Jose. He hasn't got a lot of playing time yet this season. Four games, though, he does have 7 hits, which equates to a .412 batting average. Would lead the Ride if he was a qualified batter. Pitch home. A breaking ball right down the middle for a strike. 0-1. Caldwell at third. Berega at second. Santana at first. One out in the bottom of the first. Scoreless, but the Rawhide threatening. Magdich looks back into center field and throws home. Off the end of the bat, Magdich field spins around, throws home in time for the fourth out. Two away. Good play by Magdich. Caldwell had an awkward slide into home. It was a tough chopper, and Magdich knew he couldn't let that ball get by him. Or at least a run was going to score. Athletic play. And the throw just beat Caldwell. Forces on, so no need to apply the tag for Diaz. So Jose Alpuria steps to the plate, righty batter. Base is still loaded, but now two outs. Pitch home. Alpuria hits it foul right side. Berega at third, Santana at second, and Marte now at first. 0-1 count to the righty batting Alpuria. Move back to the sixth spot in the lineup. Pitch home, flare right side coming in the shortstop Camarillo. He'll jog to the second base bag for the force out to retire the side. So the Rawhide leave the bases loaded in the first inning. Both teams with golden opportunities cannot score. We played one at Valley Strong Ballpark. Scoreless on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education.
Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Miles Naylor leads off for Stockton in the top of the second, scoreless between Visalia and Stockton on a Wednesday night. Second game of six between these California League squads. Connor Foley turns and fires. First pitch fastball is high to Naylor. Miles Naylor opened the scoring last night in the second inning with a solo home run off the barn and right. The 1-0 is a fluttering changeup in for a strike. 1-1 was Naylor's first home run of the season. We go hitless, though, the rest of the way. 1-0 is high. Make that two balls and one strike to Naylor. What a day yesterday it was for the Naylor brothers. Here's the 2-1 home. It's high. Three balls and one strike. Three Naylor brothers, Bo, Josh, and Miles. Josh Naylor on the Arizona Diamondbacks hit a home run last night as well in Miami against the Marlins at the major league level. Here's the 3-1. Fouled right side and out of play and was checking the Diamondbacks score. Josh did it again today in the second inning for the Diamondbacks in Miami. So three home runs across three Naylor brothers now over the last day and a half or so. Here's the payoff. Inside, ball four, and the youngest of the Naylor brothers has a walk.
In 31.
Cesar Franco, lefty batting designated hitter, comes to the plate. Second walk issued by Foley. No score in the top of the second. Neither starter got off to a great start in the first, but they both worked around trouble for a scoreless frame. Oh, Foley falls on the mound on a first-pitch fastball. It was a wave and a miss, though, and luckily a miss. That would have been a problem if the ball was coming back to Foley. Gets up and appears to be okay. Just lost the footing on the plant foot. Now, first time on this Valley Strong ballpark mound, the 0-1. Is low, one ball and one strike. And Foley, a Midwest guy, as we mentioned, played at Indiana in the Big Ten. You're just not used to pitching on natural mounds. Indiana, as do most of the Big Ten schools, have all artificial turf fields. The 1-1, wave and a miss, fastball up in the zone, 1-2. That's not much of a problem here at Valley Strong Ballpark, with certainly the winter's getting some rain, but There's not even a tarp here in Visalia if it was to rain, which is quite rare between April and early September. Foley steps off, pickoff throw back to first, and Naylor back in safely ahead of the tack. But when you play in the Midwest like most Big Ten schools do and they start their season in February, it's almost required that you have an artificial turf field. I've seen players in the Midwest practicing and snow has been pushed to the side of the field. Here's the 1-2. Fouled left side. It's certainly not as fun in some ways to you're pitching and hitting and 30, 40-degree weather. The ball just hurts into the glove or off the bat, but leads to some very tough-nosed baseball players. 1-2 is high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It can be a little bit of an adjustment if you're used to playing on artificial turf to then going to a natural surface and deal with different kinds of hops and rolls with the baseball, and same with pitchers and even batters. 2-2. Low, and Foley slipped a little bit again on that throw and a full count. I think for Big Ten schools, it's one of the disadvantages for them is not only they can't get a lot of home games in the first month of the season, and they have to go play down on natural surfaces that they haven't been able to practice on for the last months. 3-2 inside, and a walk to Franco. So the third walk of the game for Foley, struggling a little bit with his footing and with his command here in the second inning. He's going to try to copy, though, what he did in the first when the first two batters reached. Try to work around some trouble on the base pass. He struck out the side in the first inning after Camarillo reached on a walk, and Patero doubled off the third base back. Naylor at second, Franco at first. Armando Ortiz making its series debut. Left-handed batter takes outside, 1-0. Lights are on, starting to come into effect. The gray blanket overhead, darkening from gray into a navy blue. 1-0. It's low, 2-0. Borrega's going to walk on out and have a word with Foley in the rest of the ride infield. Adrian Rodriguez is going to come over from shortstop and help translate the conversation, with Borrega primarily being a Spanish speaker. Foley from Indiana. It's hard to have success as a pitcher if you can't feel comfortable and get into a rhythm. And Foley found it for a second at the end of the first frame, but struggling with his footing and command again to start the second, and just does not look like his normal self. 2-0 count to Ortiz. Still nobody out in the second. Foley home. Wave and a miss. Ball pops out of the glove of Borrega as he got out of his crouch, but not too far away from him. Runners stay put. Surprised to see the green light from for Ortiz. He swung away at a fastball up in the zone. 2-1 home. Outside, 3-1. Foley kicks at the mound. Some frustration. No score in the top of the second. 2 on, nobody out for Stockton. Here's the 3-1. Misses outside, ball 4. And Ortiz aboard at first. So Naylor to third, Franco to second, Ortiz at first. Pedro Pineda coming to the plate, and Josh Goosen-Brown, the Rawhide pitching coach, coming to the mound to chat with Foley. Did see some stirring in the Rawhide bullpen. Foley up to 44 pitches on his evening. Rawhide trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. They won their first 3 games of the season on opening weekend, went on the road to San Jose, and were swept for the first time in nearly 2 years, and couldn't get the home cooking going last night in a 6-1 defeat. Rawhide offense struggled last night. Got a good starting pitching performance from Denny Lerondo. The bullpen couldn't keep things close in the back half of the ballgame. There is a lefty throwing in the bullpen right now for the Rawhide. Bases loaded, nobody out for Pineda. Number 9 bat. Pitch home inside with Pineda backing out of the way. Foley has walked 4 batters, allowed 1 double. All 3 outs he's recorded have been by way of the strikeout. And Foley will step off. Last rays of sun have peeked through the clouds and are bouncing off the left field wall on a cool Wednesday evening. Light breeze is picked up and the wind blowing across the field from center to right now. Here's the pitch. Check swing by Franco on a pitch outside. He went around. Or Pineda, excuse me, going around. Here's the 1-1. Outside. Pineda holds up this time. 2 balls and 1 strike. Pedro Pineda in his 9th game of the season. 4 hits and a 133 batting average. Stockton still only hitting 205 as a team to start the season. 2-1. Popped up high in the sky behind home plate. Looking up above my head, but it's up over everyone and behind me into the parking lot. 2-2, and Foley's got a chance here to record his first out of the second before the lineup turns over to the top of the order for Stockton. Nods, kicks, and throws. Low in the dirt, and a full count to Pineda. Good crowd enjoying this Wednesday evening. Jackets and pants needed for tonight. Nothing too chilly. Here's the payoff. Outside, ball 4 goes back to the backstop, but it won't matter as Naylor will walk home. So 4 walks in the inning for Foley. It still almost looked like on that pitch, like he doesn't look confident in his footing on the mound tonight. So first run of the ball game goes to Stockton, 1-0. And Ali Camarillo will come to the plate. He walked back in the first. Pitch home. A fastball high. 1-0. Camarillo, leadoff batter for Stockton, takes a strike on the outside corner. He was 0-for-4 last night, but off to a very good start to the season. 316 batting average, 13 hits, 4 doubles, throwing a home run in there, and an on-base percentage at 370. 1-1 sails outside. 2 balls and 1 strike to Camarillo. Texas A&M Aggie Camarillo. The pitch popped up into shallow center. Caldwell racing in, and it will fall in front of him. He's going to throw to third. The Rawhide can't get the out there as Santana couldn't hold on to the baseball. Scoring is Franco from third, and it's 2-0 Stockton. Camarillo knocks in his 4th RBI of the season. Caldwell made a great throw from center field and looked like he would have Ortiz out at third, but Santana dropped the ball. It came in on a hop. And man, if Santana was able to hold on to the baseball, he would have gotten at least an out for the Rawhide for the inning, but he doesn't, and that's going to do it for Foley. So 2 across, bases still loaded, nobody out, and the day will end for Foley here in the top of the second. Just couldn't find his command or his footing on this Wednesday evening. So the Rawhide going to the pen will step aside on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with ToyotaCare, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Station to station, just walk.
Back in Visalia for the top of the second. Braden Quinn, the lefty, the new pitcher. His first pitch home misses outside to CJ Patera, who doubled back in the first. Connor Foley's day ends. Made it just through an inning plus. Struggled with his command on this Wednesday night. The lefty Quinn making his second appearance of the season. Lefty on lefty matchup, Quinn home. It misses high, 2-0. Bases are loaded. Two runs have come across for Stockton in the inning on four walks. And then an RBI bloop single into center for Camarillo. 2-0, it misses low. 3-0 from Quinn. Quinn in 2 2/3 innings of work last week at San Jose made his season debut. Allowed 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 strikeout, no walks, and did allow a home run. Pitch home right down the middle with Patero taking all the way. 3 balls and 1 strike. Lights into about 50% effect now on this Wednesday night. 3-1. Is fouled away and a full count. Rawhide in bad need of an out here from Quinn coming out of the bullpen to limit the damage and avoid putting up a crooked number for a team on a long losing streak as Patero fouls it back to the screen. When you're in the depths of a long losing streak, everything just feels a little bit harder. And you, just feels like a Rawhide team right now that needs something to look up at, needs a spark to turn around the last week and a half. Pitch home, misses outside. Correct call, according to our TrackMan strike zone from Patrick McMorris. German Ortiz walks home. Pedro Pineda goes to third, Ali Camarillo to second, and Patero board for a second time today with an RBI walk. So 3-0 Stockton. There are still no outs in the inning. Jared Spreglot, the batter, struck out swinging in the first. Quinn home. And a strike right at the knees from Quinn. University of Connecticut Husky Braden Quinn was drafted in the 14th round by the Diamondbacks last season and didn't have much time off. Made his pro debut in Visalia. A pitch home is low. Check swing by Spreglot. He held up 1-1. Three appearances, seven innings pitch. Quinn was very good to start his Rawhide career. Didn't allow an earned run last year. 1-1 home. High. Two balls and one strike. Quinn working out of the stretch. Ball behind his back. Comes set at the chest. Kicks and delivers. Popped up high in the air. On the infield, second baseman Min drifting over under the baseball makes the catch head high. One away. So a much needed first out for the Rawhide. One away. Runners stay put. Pineda at third. Camarillo at second. Padero at first. Cameron Leary the batter. Lefty batter struck out, swinging back in the first. First pitch home. Leary takes inside 1-0. Don't always see too many Northeast guys facing off at the same time in pro ball. It's not exactly a baseball hotbed, but you have that here between these two as Quinn fires home. A fluttering breaking ball into the zone for a strike, 1-1. Quinn from New Fairfield, Connecticut, playing at UConn, and Leary's from New York and played his baseball at Boston College. 1-1. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. And Leary held up. We're chatting about fully pitching and playing in cold weather on a lot of artificial turf. Same with both of these guys, and Leary and Quinn. Just mentioning it's on a cooler side of a night here in California in April. This is a very warm evening for these two in April. That's how hard playing is. Leary fouls it away, playing baseball in the Northeast and the Midwest. You're in April, you're halfway through your season in college or high school, and you can still have days where it's 30, 40 degrees out. And it's painful to hit the ball. 2-2 home. Outside on a looping curveball. And a full count to Leary with nowhere to put him. Three across in the frame. Stockton up 3-0 in the top of the second. Here's the payoff. Low ball 4. And in comes the fourth run of the inning. Pineda scores. Camarillo to third. Patero to second. And Leary at first. Davis Diaz to the plate. The ninth batter of this inning for Stockton. Right-handed batter to face the lefty Quinn, who's home. Fouled right side out of play. Six walks in the frame to go with one bloop single. Patient approach by this scrappy Stockton bunch has put up a four spot in the second. Pitch home. Fastball catches the black to Diaz. And it's 0-2 to the right-handed batter. That's a start for Quinn and this Rawhide pitching staff. Falling behind just makes your options so much harder as a pitcher. And get to the point where you stop pitching and just start throwing. You're just trying to get pitches into the zone. 0-2 gives you some options. Pitch home is hit hard left side. Backhanded by the shortstop Rodriguez. Throws to second for one out to first. Double play. 6-4-3 double play. Swiftly turned by Rodriguez to Nin DeMarte. And the inning ends with four across for Stockton. Rawhide will try to get the bats going on the other side of the frame. It's 4-0 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start. building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Bottom second from Visalia. It's taken about 50 minutes to get here. It has not been smooth sailing for either side's pitching staff. Ryan Magdich back out to work for Stockton. Had a tricky first inning, and he's finally out for his second as he fires the first pitch inside for a ball to Abdias De La Cruz. Bottom three due up here for the Rawhide. 7-8-9, De La Cruz, Nina, and Rodriguez. Magdich is inside, 2-0. Magdich allowed back-to-back hits to start the first frame. Ride had the bases loaded with one out, but Magdich induced a fielder's choice. He made a nice play. Pichon inside, 3-0. He made a nice play and a ground ball back to him, throwing home to get Caldwell the force out at home, and then induced Alpuria into a 6-4 ground out. 3-0. Right down the middle for a strike, 3-1. As a pitcher, you love getting some run support with Stockton scoring four in the top of the second, but it can also be hard to find your rhythm. One that Magdich didn't have much of in the first, though, anyways. Pitch home inside and a walk to De La Cruz to start the bottom of the second. They're all in to the plate. One on, probably out here in the second. Lefty batting second baseman for the Rawhide. Nin off to a good start on his young season. First pitch home. Fastball at the letters for a strike, 0-1. Nin hit 292, hitting 292 on the year. Seven hits. Double as well. Saw his five-game hit streak end on Sunday as the 0-1's in the dirt. It bounces off the netting, ricocheting off the backstop. Finally picked up by Diaz. De La Cruz cruises into second. Ball, it's like a pinball machine on the backstop. It ricocheted off the foot. It looked like a Diaz or some part of Diaz, the catcher, and then took a couple bounces off the netting and the padded backstop. Here's the 1-1. It's high. Two balls and one strike to Nin. And Magdich control does not look great to start this bottom of the second. 4-0 lead for Stockton with the Ports plating four in the second inning by the help of five walks. 2-1 home. Fouled away. Lights into about 80% effect now. Dark gray clouds overhead starting to darken. Here's the 2-2. Grounded right side, trickler down the line, stays fair. Picked up by the first baseman, Ortiz. He steps on the bag for one out. De La Cruz does advance to third. Hey, when the best need their rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhides website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. Adrian Rodriguez to the plate, his first at bat of this series after the day off yesterday. Rodriguez turning an inning-ending double play in the top half of the frame. First pitch, fastball down the middle for a strike at 94 miles an hour. One out, De La Cruz at third. Here's the 0-1. Hit hard into left field, down, base hit. De La Cruz will score, and the Rawhide are on the board. Adrian Rodriguez, the Puerto Rican, comes through with his first RBI of the season on his fourth hit. 97 off the bat, driven into left. And Visalia has some momentum going here in the second with one across. Back to the top of the order and Slade Caldwell. He reached back in the first on an infield single to extend his on-base streak to 10 games now to start his career. Pitch home. Caldwell takes a strike on the outer third. 10-game on-base streak for Caldwell to start his young professional career. Can't ask for much more than that for the 29th overall pick in last year's MLB draft. Pitch home. Just missed outside. One ball and one strike. Caldwell entering the day second in the California League with walks. 14, including a walk yesterday. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Tough play for the shortstop. Camarillo is thrown to first. Never stood a chance. Well late on an off-balance throw. Caldwell already has a two-hit day. The shortstop Camarillo was shaded close to the second base bag with the runner at first. And he had a Derek Jeter attempt at a throw way just off his feet, falling into left field. And the speedy Caldwell easily ran it out for his second infield single. So the Rawhide have two on with still only one out. And Alberto Barriga, the hottest hitter in the Rawhide lineup, to the plate. First pitch home. The righty takes high, 1-0. One run across in the inning. Rodriguez at second, Caldwell at first. Barriga, two hits yesterday, and singled in the first inning today. Pitch home is low, bouncing in the dirt. 2-0. Nagdeech has not been able to find much of a rhythm in his first professional start. Two outings out of the bullpen. The Ports, they like to move the rotation around. Try guys out in the starting rotation, move them back to the bullpen. Here's the 2-1. It's check swing foul off the end of the bat of Barriga. Just unlucky. Make that two balls down in one strike. Every organization has their different mentality, pitching rotation philosophy. The Athletics like to give a lot of their pitchers an opportunity to start, especially at this lower level of minor league baseball. Late time called and a pitch clock violation by Magdeech. So now 3-1, and that certainly doesn't help things for the lefty from Canada. Already struggling with his command. And time is called again. And the baseball's gotten onto the field down the right field line. Some kids playing around down the Four Creeks pasture, and the ball slipped on over the fence. So Magdeech out of rhythm, finally getting back on the bump. And now behind 3-1 to Barriga with 2 on and 1 out. Pitch home, outside, ball 4. The Rawhide have the bases loaded with only 1 out. Rodriguez at third, Caldwell at second, Barriga at first, and Yasiel Soler looking to break out of a mini slump with the bases loaded and one out. Rawhide trail 4-1, and they're not going to get to face Mac Deach anymore. Not a good night for either starter. Two collegiate guys with experience, but that doesn't always translate to success right away in a professional career. Well, I spoke too soon, though, about Mac Deach coming out of the ballgame. He will stay in the game. So he'll get a little bit longer of an opportunity than Foley did. Mac Deach did get Solaire swinging back in the first. Rodriguez at third, Caldwell at second, Borrega at first with one out. The lefty pitcher ready at the belt. Kicks and throws. Grounder left side. Coming in, the third baseman, Naylor, throws home, tagged out by Davis, two away. A good assertive play by Miles Naylor at third base on a softly hit ground ball. Quickly took the throw home. The force was on, so Diaz didn't have to apply the tag, but the throw was a little high and might have actually been able to get the tag off before his foot got on home plate. So Ruben Santana to the plate. He walked in the first. Rodriguez was the runner out. Caldwell to third. Borrega at second. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. And quickly 0-2 to Santana. And Mac Deach has a chance for a second inning to get out of an inning without significant damage. Had the bases loaded with one out in the first frame, didn't allow a run. Here in the second, already had allowed one run across with the bases loaded and one out. But he can escape without any more damage. 0-2, low, one ball and two strikes. Four for Stockton in the top half of the frame. Visalia has answered with one, looking for more. Here's the 1-2. Check swing by Santana. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Frankie Gonzalez. And Santana strikes out with the bases loaded. So the Rawhide strand the bases loaded for a second consecutive inning. And manage just one run. We head to the third. It's 4-1 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe. I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can. I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma, or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Top three, 4-1 lead for the Ports over the Rawhide. Miles Naylor leads things off for Stockton. Braden Quinn out to work his first full inning, fires home. First pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. Naylor walked and scored back in the second. He was one of four Stockton batters to score in the second, all reached on walks. Pitch home is low, 2-0. Braden Quinn walked home one runner, but was able to get two outs, including an inning-ending double play to end the second. Pitch home. This is low. Now 3-0 to Naylor. That's the tough part. You just get so far behind on a batter quickly, and makes things a lot more difficult. You're just trying to find the strike zone. Here's the 3-0. On the outside corner for a strike. 3-1. As a pitcher, it's hard to get into a rhythm if you don't have your tip-top command. 3-1 is hammered high in the air. Forget about it. Miles Naylor crushes his second home run in as many days, and the Naylor brothers have now four combined home runs in the last 48 hours. Oh, my goodness. Naylor bash one opposite field yesterday off the barn. Today, the highly touted ace prospect crushes one halfway up the netting and left. That got out in a hurry. My goodness. Cesar Franco takes the first pitch outside. Well, maybe before Miles got into the game today, checked his phone, and saw that his older brother, as Franco takes a strike, 1-1. His older brother, Josh, had already hit another home run today in Miami, his second in as many days. And thought, well, I got to keep pace. Franco takes low, 2-1. Bo Naylor, the third brother, who plays on the Cleveland Guardians, he had a home run last week, which was his first of the season. Catcher for the Guardians, pitch home. Misses low, 3-1. They like to call Josh Naylor the masher from Mississauga, which is a suburb of Toronto. Safe to say all three brothers are mashers from Mississauga. 3-1 on the inside corner for a strike and a full count. Now, the scouting report on Naylor is he takes massive swings, has raw power, but the question mark is, can he hit for average? Hasn't done that yet this season, but it's 3-2, misses low, ball four to Franco. And he's shown off the pop, and they've come at big times for Stockton here to extend the lead to 5-1. Yesterday, opened the scoring with a solo blast. He can start to find a little more contact and raise the average. He could become a major power hitter and become the third Naylor brother to reach the bigs. Herman Ortiz to the plate. He walked and scored in the second. Pitch home. Ortiz slaps it right side under the glove of Marte, trickling down the right field line, hustling around Franco into third. He holds there, and Ortiz into second. Marte, just his fifth appearance of the season, is hoping to turn two. And the ball just right under the glove. That'll go down as an E3 on Marte. Rawhide fielding struggles continue. Visalia has committed an error in all but one game this season. It's the first pitch home to Pineda, strike at the letters. That's a costly error with no outs still in the inning. That could have been two, and instead, no help for Braden Quinn. Pitch home. Fouled straight back off the netting. Rawhide second to last in the Cal League with a .957 fielding percentage. And, you know, it's a young team. It's an athletic team. But there was certainly going to be some growing pains in a few parts of some of these players' games. And fielding's a big emphasis for the Diamondbacks, the manager, D. Garner. But there's been some growing pains these first couple weeks. As that sails high, 3-0. But fielding is kind of a reps game. The more reps and opportunities you get, the more comfortable you're going to be making the routine plays become more routine, and the challenging plays can eventually become routine themselves. That's where errors stop happening. The routine plays become almost muscle memory. Pitch miss low. Two balls and two strikes. Check swing was held up by Pineda on the appeal. Still no outs in the inning. Two runners at scoring position for Stockton. Pitch home. Miss inside and a full count. Camarillo and the top of the order on deck for Stockton. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard into right field. Make it down for a base hit. Franco will score. Make it 5-1 Stockton and an RBI hit for Pedro Pineda. Two across in the third to make it 6-1. Ortiz held at third as El Perea quickly threw it in. So runners on the corners. Back to the top of the order in Camarillo, who's reached twice today on a walk and a single. 6-1 Stockton here in the top of the third. Braden Quinn home. Camarillo pops it up into center. Caldwell drifting back. Now over to his right. Wind swirling. And finally, Alperia calls him off and makes the catch. Ortiz will tag home and score. Make it 7-1 Stockton. The third run across. I mentioned the wind is picked up, blowing from center to right. And Caldwell thought he was going to have a good play at that ball. And basically just flew right to Alperia. Caldwell will run down about any baseball, though. He got to basically Alperia's fielding position with ease. Two outs for C.J. Pitaro. Pitch home to Pitaro. Lefty takes a first pitch strike on a pretty curveball, catching the zone from Quinn. That was the first down of the inning. So one away. Pineda at first. 7-1 Stockton. Here in the top half of the third, pitch home, a strike on the outside corner, and 0-2. Four across in the second, three more in the third for Stockton. Oh, 2. Chopped off the end of the bat, drifting down the left field line. This will fall for a hit. Rolling to the foul line, hustling into second is Patero. With his second opposite field, really not well hit double of the day. He hit a double. He really didn't make great contact in that hit off the third base bag in the first inning for a double. That ball was not really well hit, just a knuckler off the inside of the bat, but Patero finds green grass again and has his second double of the day. Pineda to third, Patero at second. Still one out. Jared Spreglot's 0-2 today, the batter. Pitch home. Spreglot takes a strike. Rawhide infield is in. Toes on the grass for these Rawhide infielders. Quinn deals. Off the end of the bat, racing in, shortstop Rodriguez fields, throws to first, two away. And Stockton runners stay put. Now batting for the fourth, number four, Cameron Leary. Cam Leary to the plate, struck out in the first, walked in the second. Two outs, two in scoring position for Stockton. Ports lead 7-1. Quinn delivers. Hit high into the dark sky on the infield. Shortstop Rodriguez calls everyone off and makes the catch near the second base bag to end the inning. Miles Naylor opened the scoring with his second home run in as many days. An absolute titanic blast off the netting. And Stockton added two more runs to lead 7-1 as we head to the bottom of the third on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher for Stockton in the bottom of the third. Luke Anderson, the righty, steps to the plate to face Modifi Marte. First pitch home. Marte chops off the end of the bat, back up the middle, backhanded by the pitcher Anderson. Throw to first, beats Marte by a stride. One away. Hey, be sure to come out to the official gym partner of your Visalia Rawhide baseball team at the Lifestyle Fitness Center, located at 5105 West Cypress Avenue in Visalia, only 10 minutes away from the ballpark. Jose Alpuria to the plate with Kendrick Lamar playing in the background. Alpuria's walk-up song. Grounded out back in the first frame. First pitch, strike down the middle, 0-1. Anderson at the belt, kicks and throws. Wave and a miss. A breaking ball tumbling out of the zone. That had some serious horizontal break of nearly, 3 inches, says Strachan. Looks good to the eye, no matter what the numbers say. Back-to-back pitchers for Stockton, who played baseball at Missouri. Here's the pitch home. Looping breaking ball in for a strike. Two away. That was a delicious curveball. Settling into the zone and freeing Alpuria. 4.5 inches of horizontal break on that pitch. That is filth. Two away. Abdias De La Cruz to the plate with the bases empty. 7-1 lead for Stockton in the bottom of the third. Pitch home from Anderson. Fastball misses high, 1-0. The 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Anderson, one of the older players you'll see in the Cal League, born in 1998, was a 15th round pick by the Athletics in 2021 out of Missouri. Native of Prairie Village, Kansas. Here's the 1-1 home. Inside, two balls and one strike. Don't rarely see a player in the Cal League that's older than myself, born in 2000. 25 years of age is Anderson, facing a player in De La Cruz who's still a teenager. Pitch home. This is low, appeal. And De La Cruz went around. De La Cruz is 20. Okay, born in 2004. Rawhide roster, one of the youngest in the league, filled with teenagers and a lot of players 20, 21 years old. Rawhide players from six different countries, a lot of international free agents. Here's the 2-2. Inside, De La Cruz backing out of the way in a full count. Anderson trying for a quick inning, and neither pitching staff has been able to find much of a rhythm today. We've played about an hour and 20 of baseball, and we're still in the third inning. Here comes the payoff. Inside again, De La Cruz backing out of the way. No in-order inning. Certainly I jinxed it. And De La Cruz will walk for a second time today. Rolled it in to the plate. Grounded out back in the second. Anderson back to the bump, now working out of the stretch. Ball behind his back. Sets just above the belt. Kicks and delivers. Fastball outside to the lefty. De La Cruz has very good speed at first base. See if he looks to steal. One stolen base on the season for De La Cruz. 1-0 inside. De La Cruz started and then stopped. Probably would have been a good pitch to take off on, but oh well. 2-0 count make it to Nin. 7-1 lead for Stockton. Anderson decides he doesn't like that baseball. Tosses it to the Rye dugout to Vicilia's bat boy Les. He'll collect that for his trophy case. And Anderson gets a new piece of baseball. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle. 89 miles an hour. Wind continuing to blow. Temperatures have dropped. Some sweaters being put on a cool night by Valley Strong Ballpark standards. I'll say we'll enjoy it before it heats up. De La Cruz takes off and then fouls it off his foot. Feel good to put on a sweater every once in a while, but also looking forward to the warm summer days and lots of sunny skies in Central California over the next many months. Should warm up over the weekend. Temperatures back into the 70s, possibly even reaching the 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Should be a wonderful Easter weekend around Visalia with plenty of Rawhide baseball to boot. Here's the 2-2 home. Fouled straight back and then putting together a good at bat. Anderson peering in, has the sign. He's toying with the pitch clock, but he gets it off here. Wave and a miss. Change up, strikes out and in. Two strikeouts for Luke Anderson. Hasn't allowed a hit yet this season in his third appearance. We've completed three. It's 7-1 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Back in Visalia for the top of the fourth, Davis Diaz leads off for Stockton. 7-1 lead for the Ports. Braden Quinn's first pitch skips in the dirt to Diaz. 4 in the second, 3 in the third for Stockton. Rawhide have 4 hits, but just 1 run coming in the second inning. 1-0 home. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Diaz 0 for 2 today, struck out and grounded into an inning-ending double play back in the second. Quinn readies and throws. Hit hard down the third baseline, a fair ball rolling all the way to the wall. Diaz hustling around, his helmet flying off his head into second. He rounds second and holds there as De La Cruz ran the ball down in the corner. A smoked ball off the bat at 101 miles an hour. Miles Naylor steps to the plate, already with a home run today. So Diaz, his first hit of the day. Quinn fires home. Southpaw's pitches inside to the righty batter. Naylor's already scored twice. He walked and scored in the second, and then I said yesterday his home run might have been the longest home run hit by any player yet this season at Valley Strong Ballpark. I think he one-upped himself with his homer today. 1-0 at the letters for a strike. 1-1. Home run halfway up the netting that protects baseballs from flying into Recreation Park past Valley Strong Ballpark. There's a skate park back there as well. It's night, so the skate park probably free, but a high net built to protect from any flying balls from falling into any park goers or skaters. Naylor nearly went up the wall and said, forget it. His second home run of the season, back-to-back days with a homer. Here's the 1-2. Chopped foul off his foot, right off the left foot. And Naylor limping out of the batter's box in some pain. That's a stinger that will not feel good when he wakes up tomorrow morning at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Not because he'll have a very comfortable sleep in their beds, of course, but unfortunately, hitting a ball right off the top of your foot is a very painful experience. Naylor's rocking back and forth, just trying to get that stinger out. That's the ups and downs of baseball. You hit a ball 415 feet or something like that, and you have kids with their jaws dropped open. Come back up the next time, and you know, grimacing in pain after you just hit. Instead of hitting a ball 415 feet, you hit a ball right off your foot. It's hard to find another sport like that. Ports athletic trainer, Yana Merrick, out to chat with Naylor. Shaking off that left foot. He has been fun to watch, though. so fun in single-A level in the California League to see all these players. You wonder which one of these is going to be the next star. And the numbers are challenging. There's four levels. There's only so many roster spots, 40 roster spots at the major league level. Quinn's pitch hits low on the dirt, trickles down the first base line. Diaz, someone's got to get him a new helmet. Went to third, and then his helmet flew off his head again. Javier Godard will pick it up for him and put it back on Diaz's head. It's a size too big. But you see all these players, and some of them will make the majors and some of them won't. So it's fun to see some stars and some players struggle and then improve, and you wonder who are going to be the guys that are going to be the next great ones. And every season you're going to see a couple come through. You never know who necessarily it's going to be. Now Berrega is in some pain, the ride catcher behind the plate, his hands on his knees. And we'll get appearances from both athletic trainers now in this half inning. And Botwell chatting with Berrega. And Ride manager D. Garner. I missed what happened there to Berrega. Naylor was still shaking off the stinger in his foot. I think that ball in the dirt maybe hit the hand of Berrega. He's taken a beating the first couple weeks with just a couple tough times, foul balls, and balls in the dirt that have hit off some uncompromising places for Berrega. Botwell and Garner are going to sure the hand's okay. Berrega gives a nod, says he's good to go. Berrega's a mellow guy, but you couldn't find too many tougher backstops. It's going to take him going out on a stretcher to come out of a ballgame pretty much. So they're 2-2 count to Naylor. Still no outs in this inning. Runner at third. Quinholm inside, and now a full count to Naylor, who rocks back and forth. I think he's still a little unsteady after fouling a ball off his foot. Diaz, the runner at second here in the top of the fourth. Stockton leading 7-1. Pitch home. At the letter, strike three call. Naylor down looking. MTM Productions, the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give MTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. Cesar Franco is the batter. He's walked twice and scored. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Quinn peering in, kicks and delivers. Outside, 1-0. That is Quinn's first strikeout. Kicks and fires, ground ball right side. Second baseman Ninfield throws home. Berrega couldn't hold on to the baseball on the slide in by Diaz. He's safe and scores. And the Ports add another run. It's 8-1. The Rawhide infield was in and had the play really as designed. Nin throwing home, but always tough to hold on to the baseball as the tag's coming in, and Berrega holds on to the ball. Diaz is probably out, but that's not the case. So Diaz scores. Franco reaches first on a fielder's choice. And Ortiz will take a first pitch outside. So still one out in the fourth. 8-1 Stockton. They've scored now in the last three frames. Pitch home. A strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Quinn peeks over at first base. Kicks and deals. Ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Quinn. Then he drops it. Picks it back up. He'll throw to first, where low throw is scooped out of the dirt by Marte. Two away. Been a lot of adventures tonight for Rawhide fielders. That was another one. Quinn was starting to look up at second, but he hadn't secured the ball and dropped it. He's thinking about at least two or getting the lead runner, but instead just takes the out at first. Two away, Pedro Pineda to the plate. He singled, walked, and scored today. Franco now the runner at second. 8-1 Stockton. Pichome inside. One ball and no strikes. Quinn peeks back at second. Winds and throws. It's high. 2-0. Quinn trying to complete his first, or actually his second full inning of work. It's been a long day at the office now for Brandon Quinn, coming in a lot earlier than he expected in the second inning. Up to 61 pitches, but he's gotten outs. 2-0. Misses low. 3 balls and no strikes. Didn't have any issues with his command at San Jose, but did allow 7 hits. No walks. Today it's felt like the struggles have started with the command. He's given up 3 hits as well, but part of the damage done is all 3 have been extra base hits. 3-0. At the letters for a strike. The count goes to 3-1. Quinn delivers. Low ball 4. There's another walk. Pineda to first, Franco in second. Back to the top of the order, and Ali Camarillo singled, walked, and flown out today. Borrego will put down some signs. 2 out, 2 on. Stockton has had an effective patient approach at the plate today. Quinn delivers. Camarillo hits this ball into left center, down for a base hit. Wheels are on for Franco. He comes around and scores without a throw. It's 9-1 Ports. Ali Camarillo with his second RBI base hit of the ball game. He had a bloop RBI single in the second with the bases loaded. This one was no cheapie. Hard hit up the middle, 88 miles an hour off the bat. And 2 runs across in the frame. And Josh Goosen Brown out to chat a little bit more with Braden Quinn, trying to find this last out in the fourth. Gives us a chance to look at the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time today. Modesto lost their first game at home this season. They had been 4-0 undefeated at home so far. Inland Empire, though, took down the Nuts. John Thurman Field 5-2. That was a unique late afternoon ball game up in the Sacramento Valley. Some stirring in the Rawhide bullpen with the meeting done at the mound. Goosen Brown walking back to the dugout. Other scores, Fresno seems similar to Stockton this year. Not a lot of hitting, good pitching. They're in another low-scoring affair. Lake Elsinore leads 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Grizzlies came back, scored 2 late runs in the seventh to win a 1-run game last night. Quinn's first pitch to C.J. Patero in for a strike on a fluttering curveball. 2-1, 2 out in the top of the fourth. Stockton leads 9-1. Quinn delivers. Ground ball up the middle, skids off the mound, over the second base back, fielded well by Rodriguez. Throw to first in time to beat Patero by a stride. The shortstop Rodriguez fielded that ball on the edge of the center field glass. A nice play to finish the frame. Stockton scores 2 more. They lead 9-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Bottom four from Visalia. 9-1 lead for the Stockton Ports over the Visalia Rawhide. Griffin Epstein from the Learn for Life press box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network. Glad you could join us and hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday night. Rodriguez singled back in the second inning. Takes a first pitch strike from the new pitcher for the Stockton Ports. Nathan Detmer, San Antonio native, kicks and delivers. Rodriguez hits it. Squibber, left side. Who wants it? Nobody wants it. Ball just kept on rolling. Detmer looked up. Naylor at third was patiently waiting. And finally, the ball just kept on rolling, and well, no one picked it up. So, tough play. Pitcher asked to field in his first appearance coming right into a ball game. Back to the top of the order, and Slade Caldwell, he already has a two-hit day today, both on infield singles. So, right now I have three infield singles today. Caldwell takes a first pitch strike, lefty batter. Detmer makes his third appearance of the season, but his first out of the bullpen. He's been very good so far this year. Nine innings pitched. He's allowed just one earned run. Working out of the stretch. High sets. Delivers. Outside. One ball and one strike. Nine innings pitched. Just four hits allowed. One earned run. 15 strikeouts in nine innings, and just four walks. Those are eye-opening numbers for the Tall Ready. Kicks and throws. Ground ball left side, past the diving. Naylor and into left field, a base hit. Caldwell on his horse to second. Throw down to third is not in time to get Rodriguez, and Slade Caldwell has a three-hit night. It's only the fourth inning. So Rodriguez to third, Caldwell two infield singles and a ball hit off the end of the bat down the line for a double, and a lot of players that's a single. But Caldwell's speed is it's just a game difference, game changer, changes the game. Alberto Borrega takes the first pitch strike. Borrega had his third hit of the series in the first and then walked back in the second, so he's yet to get out today as well. Two in scoring position for the Rawhide. Pitch home is fouled back out of play. 0-2. Rawhide have had runners in scoring position in three out of the first four frames today, but just one run to show for so far, and they trail 9-1. Detmer, a fifth-round pick out of Texas A&M. A little bit of trouble here. Pitch home, wave, and a miss. Oh, my. 14 inches of horizontal break. A curveball dying out of the zone. And Borrega out on strikes. Strikeout material, what you're looking for. Two in scoring position, and Detmer comes up with the perfect pitch for the moment. Soler to the plate, ready batter, 0-2 today. Detmer home. A strike up at the top of the zone. 0-1. Visalia's been looking for the big hit for a minute. today and over the last week. Pitch home is low, 1-1. Trying to get an offense going that had mustered just a combined 4 runs over the last 4 games. Pitch home, popped up into right field, coming in Leary, he makes a jogging catch, and holding at third is Rodriguez. That's probably the right play. Leary had a great throw in from right. I don't think Rodriguez would have been out by a mile. Those balls coming in, and exact play that you want as a fielder to try to throw out a runner at the plate or for momentum bringing you in. You can really go from catch to throw in one big motion. And Leary did just that. So two away, Ruben Santana the plate. He fouls the first pitch off the top railing of the screen. Santana struck out and walked today. Detmer readies and throws. Fastball in for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Santana will call time. Rodriguez started the inning with a single. Caldwell with his third hit of the night, double down the line. Visalia has left some runners on base this evening. Here's the 0-2. Foul tipped off the end of the bat, and Santana stays alive. Detmer delivers. Outside. 1-2. I misspoke earlier. Rawhide, in their last 4 games, have not scored more than 4 runs. They're kind of waiting for that big inning. Something they had early in the season, the first weekend. So 1-2 misses outside. 2-2. And Rawhide, on opening weekend, their first 2 games, they scored 4 runs in the first inning of both of those games. And then 18 runs on Sunday to complete an opening weekend sweep. Have struggled to put up big innings since. 2-2. Outside, no full count. Hitting's contagious. All it takes is a couple hits, and suddenly everyone in the lineup is off and hitting. That certainly happened for the Rawhide. Back on April 6th in their last win, when they had 13 hits and scored 18 runs. Here comes the payoff. High and back to the backstop, coming in and scoring without a throw is Rodriguez. Caldwell goes to third. Stockton appealed on the swing, but right call. That ball bounced off the glove of Diaz back to the backstop and took a ricochet to the left. Diaz was running around trying to find the ball around his feet. Rodriguez got a good read and scored easily. So it's 9-2, a run on the board for Visalia. And Modifi Marte to the plate. 0-2 today. He takes the first pitch strike. Runners on the corners, 2 outs in the fourth. Visalia trailing 9-2. Here is the pitch. Changeup just missed. Davis thought it was a strike, and TrackMan says it caught just the corner, but it's been a smaller strike zone by Patrick McMorris this evening. Although I'd say by TrackMan, a pretty good one all around. Detmer breathes in and throws. Broken back rounder, softly hit. Tough play for Camarillo. He gloves, throw to first, is in time for the out. Oh. Marte grounds out to end the inning. The Rawhide get one in the fourth. A trail 9-2 after four on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
At Learn for Life High Schools,
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care, the kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Top five from Visalia. Jared Spreglot leads off for Stockton. Dayer Zapata is the new pitcher for Visalia, and he fires a first pitch strike. Zapata, the second arm used out of the bullpen today for the Rawhide. Zapata deals. Wave and a miss. Spreglot way in front of a breaking ball. Second appearance of the season for the native of Maracay, Venezuela. Sizes the shoulders, working on the right side of the rubber. Raises hands overhead and fires. Check swing by Spreglotti went around. Tagged out by Barriga. One away. That was a nasty slider in the dirt. One out and Cameron Leary to the plate. 0 for 2 with a walk. Zapata's got the old-timey motion, hands over the head, kind of a funky lefty, tough player to face. First pitch outside, and a lot of movement on his pitches. He's making his full-season debut, allowed one hit, two runs, and 1 2/3 innings of work last week against San Jose. Leary fouls one off out of play down the left field line. Had four strikeouts, so four of his five outs were strikeouts. One walk did allow a home run, so that was the damage. And 47 pitches, that was last Wednesday in San Jose. Years of age, fires home. It's high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Zapata had a really nice year in the Arizona Complex League last season. 3.89 ERA and 34 2/3 of work. He's home. Popped up again left side and drifting out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Leary. Rye trailing 9-2 in the top of the fifth on this cool Wednesday night from Valley Strong Ballpark. Zapata deals. Wave and a miss. Fastball up. Got him. Two away. Valley Strong Credit Union helps kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money managing skills with specialized youth accounts for all ages. Find more information or get started today at valleystrong.com/youth. Back-to-back strikeouts for Zapata in his home Rawhide debut. Davis Diaz to the plate. Takes a first pitch strike. Diaz doubled and came around to score last inning in the fourth. Stockton has scored in three straight frames, but Zapata trying to put an end to the Port's scoring. 0-1 is smashed right side, but fouled. 0-2 quickly to Diaz. Here's the pitch. Misses, and the count goes to 1-2. Zapata, good season. 41 strikeouts, 34 and two-thirds innings of work, 15 appearances in the Arizona Complex League. And now his first test at the full season level. 1-2. It misses. Two balls and two strikes. Signed as a 17-year-old back in February of 2021. Played two seasons in the Dominican Summer League. First time, though, full season levels. His 2-2 misses low in a full count. That's what can lead to some growing pains and some challenges when you reach single A. It's very different for many of these players, especially the international free agents, than any level they've played at before. Here comes the payoff. Outside, ball four. So Diaz is aboard with a walk. And Miles Naylor to the plate. He's 1-for-2, a massive solo homer in the third. And he scored twice. He reached on a walk in the second. It's a big adjustment play. A lot of these players, like Zapata, playing in front of more fans than they have before. First pitch swinging, broken bat, flare into left, racing in De La Cruz. He'll play it on a hop. On his horse to third is Diaz. The ball gets by Santana at third. Good job by Zapata, though, who's backing up. Keeps the ball there. Now, Davis Diaz is having problems with his helmet. It fell off again, but he's able to beat the throw from De La Cruz. That sure sounded like a broken bat. But De La Cruz, who's been learning the outfield, he transitioned there in the last year from the infield, is still getting comfortable and did not get a good read on that baseball. Cesar Franco to the plate. He scored three times today. Reached on two walks and also fielder's choice. It's Naylor's second hit of the day. Runners on the corners. Pitch home. Fouled. Off the end of the bat at Franco. Oh, no, it's not. It's fair. Picked up by Barrega. He throws to first. Inning over. So the Rawhide escaped the jam in the fifth. First time since the first frame. Stockton does not score. Head to the bottom of the fifth, 9-2 Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
What's up, guys? Today I'm here with Chad representing the tractor, Matthew representing the gator, and Frankie representing the lawnmower. So we're here for the lowest tractor race. I'm going to send it back up to CJ to learn more about that.
Thanks, Jake. Lawn Tractor Supply has a full lineup of lithium battery power from personal homing equipment, compact construction equipment, and quality John Deere tractors. 25 horsepower for large property owners, all the way up to 640 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawn Tractor Company, serving Solari and Kings County for 50 years. Jacob!
It looks like the tractor's off to an early lead, but the gator takes the lead as they're heading to second. Rounding second, the lawnmower is taking up the rear. The gator is still leading, but the lawnmower looks like it's going to make the move. And the tractor takes the lead late. Oh, a dirty move by the lawnmower as they're coming to home plate. And the lawnmower wins it. Congratulations to Frankie. And congratulations to Section 200 Row E for being our lucky row tonight. Back up to you, CJ.
Thanks, Jake. That was the Lawrence Tractor Company races.
Back in Visalia for the bottom of the third, Jose Alpuria leads out for the Rawhide. Stockton leading 9-1 on this cool Wednesday night from the Central Valley. Ethan Detmer home, and Alpuria takes a huge swing, his helmet going flying. 0-1. Oh, Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball and one strike to Alperia. Detmer is second inning of work. Kicks and delivers. Foul tipped back. Bouncing around the feet of Davis Diaz, and home plate umpire Patrick McMorris. Detmer home. Foul tipped back. 1-2. Glove flutters, and the ball flies. Grounded foul again, third base side. Alperia in front of these pitches. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. Did Alperia go around? Yes, he did, said Frankie Gonzalez. One away. Alperia strikes out, one out in the fifth. Abdias De La Cruz to the plate. He's reached twice today, two walks and scored in the second. One of two runs scored today for Visalia. They have one in the second, one in the fourth. Pitch home. De La Cruz slaps left side, coming over the third baseman. Naylor to glove, throws to first. Good stretch by Ortiz to hold on to the baseball. And there's two away. Going to be a big day of baseball in the next 4 days here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Just full of exciting promotion, celebrating spring. Tomorrow is Irish night at the ballpark with a patty cap giveaway, courtesy of Coors Light. First 250 fans will get a patty cap. You're all in. Takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Bases are empty here. In the bottom of the fifth, it's 9-2 Stockton. Here's the pitch. Popped up left side and drifting out of play. What is a patty cap, you're wondering? Well, it's similar to the fedora, but I'd say with an Irish flair. It'd be the perfect apparel for St. Patrick's Day, which I know is 11 months away, but you can never start shopping too early. I'm hearing Christmas shopping's getting popular in February these days. Here's the 0-2. Wave and a miss by Alperia. He's down on strikes. We've played five tonight for Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the Ports 9, the Rawhide 2 on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Two lead for Stockton as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Dare Zapata out for his second inning of work for Visalia. He'll face the lefty, Herman Ortiz. Takes a first pitch low for a ball. 1-0. Zapata raises the arms above the head and home. Wave and a miss by Ortiz. 2-0. Well, Stockton's still the Athletics affiliate. Of course, the A's making a move this year. They're a pro ball club. Here's the 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike, making the move from the Oakland Coliseum to Sacramento, West Sacramento to be exact, along the Sacramento River. That'd be your fun fact of the day if you really want to nerd out. Here's the 2-1, grounded right side. The Athletics don't actually play in Sacramento. They play in West Sacramento, which is across the river from Sacramento and is in Yolo County, not in Sacramento County. So if you want to tell your friends tomorrow that you know baseball more than them, there you go. 2-2 grounded right side. Back is Marte to field it. Racing over Zapata will cover the bag and beat Ortiz by a step. 1-1. Good speed and coverage by Zapata. Ground ball took Marte way, way back to the edge of the grass. And Zapata came racing over to help his friend. Pedro Pineda, righty batter to the plate. He has a single, two walks today in a run. Wave and a miss. Pretty good day so far for the guy batting ninth in the lineup for Stockton. As the Ports have put together 9 runs on 8 hits. The move for the Athletics means Stockton is a little bit closer. They're now only an hour away from Sacramento. Oakland was up over the Altamont Pass, almost 2 hours away. Misses low to Pineda. 1-1. The interesting thing is to see not one but two major league teams playing in minor league ballparks this season. 1-1 home. Wave and a miss. Big swing by Pineda, 1-2. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're playing at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa Bay this season. It's the Yankees spring training home and home to the Tampa Tarpoons, single-A affiliate for the Yankees. Here's the 1-2. Lined up the middle, just over the glove of Zapata, diving the shortstop Rodriguez under his glove and into center field. That ball had eyes on it. It was swerving around every glove the Rawhide were throwing at. And Pedro Pineda is having himself an evening. He's reached 4 times and has 2 hits. Pretty nice day for a guy who only had 4 hits entering the evening. Back to the top of the order in Ali Camarillo. He singled twice today and reached on a walk. 1-on, 1-out. Zapata home. This is low, 1-0. Now the Rays playing at George Steinbrenner Field. That's because of damage to Tropicana Field, their normal home in St. Petersburg, due to damage from last fall's hurricane. Pitch home. This is inside to Camarillo, 2-0. The Athletics was, a chosen move. It's leading to some more intimate environments for Major League games. 2-0 misses outside, 3-0, and it's interesting to see the different environments. You have 20,000, 25,000 people packing in to a much smaller, intimate stadium for a Major League game. That was for a different experience for the fans, but downside, tickets often get a little more expensive. Camarillo takes a strike, 3-1. The A's of sold out every game in Sacramento the rest of the season. Sutter Health Field. It's a gorgeous ballpark, but it's more than half as small as the Oakland Coliseum where the Athletics played last season. 3-1. On the inside corner for a strike. A little bit similar to Valley Strong Ballpark, actually, here with down the right field line around the foul pole. There's a grassy lawn. Used to go there a lot as a child when it was called Raley Field. Set up a lawn chair. payoff is fouled down the third base line. Borrego raced after it, but it hit off the body of Camarillo. We'll do the payoff again. Right call from Patrick McMorris beyond the plate. 9-2 lead for the Ports in the top of the sixth inning. Stockton's got one on with one out here in the sixth. Pitch home. Hit hard down the line, but foul and hopping up the top of the netting in front of the Budweiser red zone and up over on top of the clubhouses down the left field line. I think what makes a ballpark unique and special is having those charming parts of a ballpark, like a grassy lawn for kids to play on and make lasting memories. Camarillo pops it up behind home plate out of play. Baseball is for fans, it's as much about the wins and losses as it is about the memories, and certainly for me as a kid, I couldn't tell you whether the River Cats won or lost the games I've been out, but many memories running around the lawn. Ground ball, left side, coming in Santana. He tosses the second for one. It's held there by Nin, and there's two away. Santana gets the force. Pineda, the runner out at second. Camarillo at first now on the fielder's choice. C.J. Patero, the batter. He's doubled twice today, both opposite field doubles on balls off the end of the bat. He might want to stop at a gas station on the way back to the hotel and get a lottery ticket. Fouls that away. Camarillo at first, two outs, top of the sixth, 9-2 lead for the Stockton Ports. Pitch, strike at the knees, one ball and two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Popped up, left side, and drifting out of play. Zapata home, and slice foul by Patero. Been a at bat here of a confident man, not willing to go down without a fight. 10th game of the season. Patero now with 15 hits, 5 doubles. He's got 7 walks as well. Here's the pitch. Fouls it off again. Lot to like if you're an Athletics fan, maybe making the trip from Sacramento or Oakland to see them play in Stockton soon. A lot of scrappy batters on this lineup. Patero was fouled 4 balls away. Here's the pitch, and he fouls ball 5th ball of the at-bat down the first base line. He's fouled 4 in a row away. This is a master class in waiting for your pitch. Just frustrating a pitcher, being a pest. Zapata home, and guess what? It's fouled away again, this time to the left side. My goodness. Doesn't even take in a ball. Zapata's putting everything near the zone. And Patero's just saying, no, next pitch, next pitch. Zapata sighs, steps off, throws to first. Camarillo steps back to the back. O-2, inside, 1 ball and 2 strikes. So finally, Patero takes a strike, and I think for Zapata too. why not throw one not near the zone and see if Botero still swings at that. He doesn't. Here comes the 1-2. Hammers this ball into left center, racing back De La Cruz, and he makes the catch. Long at that, over. And Zapata wins it, putting up a scoreless frame for the Raw. On we go to the bottom of the sixth. 9-2 lead for Visalia, or 9-2 lead for Stockton against Visalia on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control
my narrative.
I learn for life high schools.
I can control my own education.
I can change
my story.
And so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education. Completely free.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
Rawhide looking to rally in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail 9-2 on this Wednesday night. Visalia in danger of dropping their eighth consecutive ball game. Visalia hasn't won in 10 days. They're going to need some offense against Nathan Detmer. Adrian Rodriguez leads things off. First pitch home. Rodriguez waves and misses 0-1. Nine runs on nine hits for Stockton. Visalia, two runs on six hits and one error. Detmer in his third inning of work now, turns and delivers. Rodriguez waves on a fastball. He's in an 0-2 hole. Detmer delivers. Rodriguez waves and misses again. A pitch tumbling out of the zone. He's down on strikes. One away. I want to thank all our excellent sponsors on the Rawhide Broadcast Network, including the Family Healthcare Network, care centered on you, and Valley Strong Credit Union. One out. Base is empty for fan favorite Slade Caldwell. He's trying for a four-hit day. First pitch home. And Caldwell takes a strike. Slade had a three-hit day last Thursday in San Jose. It was a triple shy of a cycle. Today it's been two infield singles and a double down the left field line. A one. Misses inside. One ball and one strike. Only thing Caldwell doesn't have today is a walk, something he's had in all but one game this season. He shows bunt, pulls it back, and it misses high, 2-1. He would be due for a walk. Mentioned earlier, second in the California League in walks with 14, only behind Ryan Jackson of Lake Elsinore. .525 on base percentage entering today. 2-1, big wave and a miss. That was a home run swing from Caldwell. Couldn't catch up to a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. It is first career home run in that three-hit game against the Giants last Thursday in the South Bay. Here's the 2-2. Hit into center field, down base hit. The first four-hit day of the young career for Slade Caldwell. This kid is something else. His 19th birthday comes up in a couple months. And he's already turning into one of the best hitters in the California League. Pitch low in the zone. Drove it 95 off the bat into center field. Just keep on wondering if things are going to be a little too big for him. That's not been the case at all for the kid from Arkansas. Pitch home to Berrega, misses inside 1-0. Started the game running out a infield single to the right side that pitcher Ryan Magdich couldn't hold on to trying to cover the bag. An infield single to the left side in the second inning, doubled in the fourth, and now a base hit into center here in the sixth. Berrega takes a strike 1-1. His on-base percentage, .525 entering the day, is going to explode up going into tomorrow. His fifth entering the day with his .525 on-base percentage. He's extended his on-base streak to 10 games to start his career. As Berrega waves and misses 1-2. Third-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, and he's very much lived up to that ranking in every sense of the meaning through the first 2 weeks of this very young season. Long way to go, but the first chapter of Slade Caldwell's pro career, really first page of Slade Caldwell's pro career, has been very, very good. That's the true test, though, Caldwell diving back safely under a throw from Detmer, is can you do it every day? And so Caldwell certainly has so far, but we're only game 11 of 132 games. Very much playing at this level is learning to play every day. 1-2, grounded up the middle. This should be 2. Camarillo tosses to second for 1 to first. Picture perfect. 6-4-3, ending double play. Detmer's worked 3, solid scoreless. We've completed 6. It's 9-2 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life Press Box.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Final 3 frames here to play in Visalia. Jared Spreglot leads off for Stockton and takes a first pitch outside from Deir Zapata. Zapata has looked good out of the bullpen for the Rawhide. He's into his third inning of work. Spreglot hits one into center. Caldwell taking a few steps back, reaches up and makes the catch. One away. Zapata now 2 1/3 innings of work. Hasn't given up a run, just 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. And mentioned a really good season last year in the Arizona Complex League. Seen some good stuff. Tricky lefty to face, and he's proved that again tonight. Cam Leary to the plate. He swings the first pitch and hits it into left. De La Cruz going back, reaches up, and makes the catch. Two pitches, two outs here in the seventh. Ride pitching staff is not at a 1-2-3 inning all day. Zapata can do that here in the seventh. Rawhide has seven hits today. First time with over six hits since last Friday. Had a three-game streak of under six hits. Haven't won a game yet this season. They haven't hit that watermark as Davis Diaz takes a strike. But haven't been able to come through with timely hits. The 0-1 grounded left side, fielded by Santana across the diamond in time for the out. Well, an easy 1-2-3 inning for Dayer Zapata. It's time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. 9-2 lead for the Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Find out how they can grow your possibilities. All right, fans, it's time to get up. Stretch those legs as we sit down to...
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Kaweah Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
Stretch complete here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide trailing the Ports 9-2. Yasil Soler leads off for Visalia. Nathan Detmer home. Fires a first pitch that misses low, 1-0. Soler is 0-3 today. Detmer has been terrific. He delivers, and Soler waves and misses. Slade Caldwell's been the offensive story today for the Rawhide. First four-hit game of the season for any Rawhide player. First four-hit game of the career for Caldwell. 1-1, fouled straight back. He was at a three-hit game last Thursday. Tops it with a four-hit game today. Becomes the 11th player this season, the Cali, with four hits in a game. Chopped right side by Soler. Picked up by Ortiz, the first baseman. Steps on the bag. One out. And he will guaranteed to get one more at bat to try to get five hits in a game. Right, player hasn't done that in a game since 2022, and no one's done it yet this season in the California League. Ruben Santana to the plate. He's walked twice today and struck out. Detmer delivers. Santana takes a looping breaking ball for a strike. Detmer home, wave and a miss, and it's 0-2 to Santana. Detmer turns and deals. Fouled straight back. Yeah, Grady Detmer kicks and delivers. Santana chops it foul down the third base line. One skip to the left of the third base back. Nathan Detmer, first time out of the bullpen, third appearance this season, has been really, really good. Again tonight, he's been the only arm needed out of the bullpen for, or the second arm out of the bullpen for Stockton. Has tossed so far, three scoreless, fires home. Wave and a miss by Santana, and there's two away. It's interesting, Detmer in summer collegiate baseball pitched for the Savannah Bananas. Modifi Marte will come to the plate for the Rye. Two outs, nobody on. 9-2 lead for the Ports here on the bottom of the seventh. He's saying the Bananas. Well, he was pitching on stilts, and now he's pitching in minor league baseball. Marte takes low 1-0. Way back when, the Bananas still played by normal baseball reels instead of their banana ball rules. Detmer was on the last Savannah team, 1-0, on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 before the Bananas became independent. The Harlem Globetrotters of baseball and have turned into a global sensation. 1-1. Low, two balls and one strike. Bananas were a really struggling financially summer ball team in the Coastal Plain League, one of the highly regarded summer collegiate teams, summer collegiate leagues in the country. Marte waves and misses 2-2 now, the count. But new ownership came in, and they came up with some funky and fresh ideas while they were still a summer ball team. And those took off so much, decided, well, what if we just break the rules of baseball together? 2-2, grounded left side, just foul to the left of the third base bag. And I could sound like I'm being negative about it. They broke the rules of baseball, but sometimes you got to break the rules to find something that's great in your own rides. And Bananas have, you know, become the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, and it's provided an extremely entertaining and exciting product, and it's developed new fans of the game. There are still a few players that will come through the banana system and turn into minor league players. There won't be too many more of them, but Detmer is one of them. That misses low in a full county. 2021 was a starter with the Bananas. Six starts at a 1.63 ERA. Won six games. He had a 6-0 record in the Coastal Plain League. Marte fouls the payoff back. We'll do it all over again. Propelled Detmer into really good season with Texas A&M. The next year, he made 19 starts, 17 starts senior year. So full-time SEC starter after his time with the Bananas. Payoff home, hit hard down the third baseline. Backhanded glove well by Naylor. Throw across the diamond in time to retire the side. The former Savannah Banana works a 1-2-3-7, and he's pitched four scoreless tonight. We go to the eighth. It's 9-2 Ports on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When I'm at my high school, I want to feel safe.
I want to learn things I'll actually use.
I want to control my schedule. I want to control my future.
I want to be authentically myself, even at school.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can.
I can change
my story,
and so can you.
Enroll anytime to control your education completely free.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma, or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 43025.
top of the eighth, back at Valley Strong Ballpark. Miles Naylor will lead off. Here Zapata continues his long outing. Fires a first pitch that misses low to Naylor for a ball. Pitch 48 of Zapata's evening. He's provided a steadying force out of the bullpen tonight for Visalia. Delivers a strike on the outside corner. Three frames now for Zapata. Two strikeouts, two hits, one walk, no runs. Kicks and deals outside. Two balls and one strike. Was mentioning the Naylor brothers earlier today. Miles Naylor hitting a home run back in the third inning. Pitch home. Big swing and a miss. Naylor was looking for a second home run today. 2-2. Naylor's oldest brother, Josh, hit his second home run in as many days with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And their younger brother, Bo, on the Cleveland Guardians. Here's the 2-2, rounded left side. Fielded by the third baseman, Santana, collects, throw across the diamond, beats Naylor by a stride, one away. Miles trying to become the third brother to make the bigs. It was so cool last couple seasons with Bo and Josh being on the same team with the Guardians. Josh going into free agency, signing with the Diamondbacks, so they're on different teams now. First pitch home to Cesar Franco is waved on and missed, one away. But the pair made history. They played together, same starting lineup, became the 98th pair of brothers on the same team. There's now been 99 brothers in Major League Baseball history. That's well over 100 years of baseball history. Only 99 times two brothers have played on the same team. 1-1 count to Franco. Zapata deals. Wave and a miss ahead of a breaking ball. 1-2. Then, in July of 2023, against the Rangers, Bo and Josh hit two home runs in the same inning. 1-2. Grounded foul. It became the 13th ever pair of brothers to hit a home run in the same inning. They were the first to do it since 2013. Here's the 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Two from Zapata. Wave and a miss. Fastball inside. Franco down on strikes. Two away, and Zapata has really found a groove now. He's retired six in a row. It's pretty cool. Armand Ortiz steps in, grounds one down the first base line. It'll stay fair. Zapata dives. And did he tag out Ortiz? He did. He reached him. Looked like a soccer goal he had on the field, trying to save a soccer ball from going to the net behind him. What a wild play by Dayer Zapata. Full-on effort. Fielded, and then the only way he was going to get Ortiz was a full-on dive, and he tagged the back of Ortiz. Dayer Zapata, another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired seven in a row as we head to the bottom of the eighth. 9-2, the Rawhide Trail on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car,
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom eighth, Valley Strong, 9-2 lead for Stockton. First pitch swinging to Jose Alpria, hit hard into left and over the head of the left fielder, Patero, and off the warning track. Alpria will jog into second with a stand-up double. Jose Alpria's first hit of the day is a screamer on the first pitch that he saw from Brian Restituyo. One way to welcome a reliever into a ballgame. Eighth hit of the game for Visalia, but they've had some missed opportunities in the early inning to score more runs. Still trailing 9-2. Diaz de la Cruz, the new pitcher. And Davis Diaz is going to walk out and have a quick word with the righty Restituyo from the Dominican Republic. 2019 international free agent signing for the Athletics. Restituyo's third appearance of the season. 2 1/3 innings pitched, hasn't allowed an earned run. Just one hit allowed, one walk, 4 strikeouts, but having to quickly work out of the stretch here and step off as they reset the pitch clock. De La Cruz has walked twice and grounded out today. Ready batter facing the southpaw on the bump. Restituyo delivers outside 1-0. Rawhide with one run in the second, one in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul, bouncing up over the head of Ural Nin. Slade Caldwell at some point, either in the eighth or the ninth, will get a chance to make a little history. He's 4-for-4 today, 3 singles and a double, as half of the Rawhide's hits. Here's the 1-1. High, 2 balls and 1 strike. He will try to become the first player in the Cal League this season with 5 hits, and the first Rawhide player since 2022 to have 5 hits in a ballgame. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Special early start to the season for Slade has continued on this Wednesday night. Set the tone at the top of the lineup for sure and given Visalia some opportunities. 2-2. Grounded up the middle, batted down by Restituyo. Picks it up and he'll just fire to first for the out. Peeked over his shoulder and Alpria was racing to third to get an extra 90 feet. One away for Yarol Nin. So for 3 today. Lefty on lefty matchup with Alpria at third base. Pitch home. Nin waves and misses. A wipe away slider at 79 miles per hour from Restituyo. Two Dominican players facing off here. In from the capital of Santo Domingo. Pitch misses low. 1-1. Restituyo from Doña in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-1 home. Check swing by Nin. Did he held up? Yes, he did. Pitch outside of the zone. 2 balls and 1 strike. Visalia trying to chip across a few more runs, put some pressure on Stockton. Pitch home, misses low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Game three of this series tomorrow, another 6:30 first pitch. Should be another cool but pleasant evening in Visalia. Expecting a big crowd on a Thursday night, 3-1. Grounded right side hard, backhanded by the first baseman Ortiz, feels cleanly, steps on the bag. Alperia, though, will score. So Nin gets credit with an RBI ground out. Ride have their third run of the game. It's 9-3. Adrian Rodriguez is going to try for a three-hit game. He has two singles today. The shortstop from Puerto Rico out of the nine hole. 7 of 9 batters have reached today for Visalia. Rodriguez takes the first pitch strike 0-1. But Visalia missed opportunities. They had the bases loaded with one out in the first and didn't score. In the second, chipped across a run, then loaded the bases with one out, did not score. Rodriguez takes inside. No, it hit his foot. That nicked off his foot, and Rodriguez is in some pain as he really stumbles, nearly skipping down the first baseline. A slider got him on the inside of the foot. Well, here it is. Slade Caldwell, a chance at history. He's 4-for-4 today. 3 singles and a double. It's going to have to come the hard way against the lefty Restituyo. Caldwell's extended his on-base streak to 10 games today. Start his pro career. Already has his first pro game with 4 hits. Try to become the first Rawhide player with 5 hits in nearly 2 years and the first player in the Cal League to do so. Restituyo delivers. A strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Rodriguez at first, 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th, a 9-3 lead for Stockton. Restituyo at the belt. The southpaw readies and throws. Grounded up the middle, softly hit, racing in Sprague. Lott Fields throws to first, not in time to get Caldwell. Now the Ports finally figure out a way to get Slade Caldwell out. We go to the ninth, 9-3 Stockton on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Back in Visalia, Travis Garnett is the new pitcher for the Rawhide in the top of the ninth. Visalia trailing 9-3. Garnett making his home debut and third appearance of the season. Appeared twice in San Jose last week. 2 innings pitched, allowed 1 hit, 2 earned runs. But he walked 4 batters, did have 4 strikeouts. Winds home, the lefty misses outside for a ball. Pedro Pineda, the batter, has 2 hits and 2 walks today. Lanky lefty Garnett stands 6'6", 225 on the bump out of Pasadena, Maryland. Winds home. It's high and back to the backstop, 2-0. Was an eighth round picked in the 2024 MLB draft for the D-backs. From the College of William and Mary. Beautiful Williamsburg, Virginia. 2-0. Inside, three balls and no strikes. Making his pro debut, made his pro debut with Visalia last year. As the 3-0 misses outside. There's ball four, and Pineda works a walk. How about Pedro Pineda? He hasn't gotten out today. He has three walks and two signals. A near perfect day for Pineda from the Dominican Republic. First pitch home to Ali Camarillo is low. 1-0. Camarillo's walked twice. Singled twice. Walked once. And had another great day for the leadoff man for Stockton. Pitch home. Low, 2-0. And Barnett scraping at the mound. Tries to find the strike zone. Struggled with his command, as we mentioned, in San Jose last weekend in his two outings with four walks and two innings pitched. He only allowed one hit. Pitch home, oh, look out. It gets Camarillo on the knee. So Pineda to second, Camarillo to first. And CJ Patero comes to the plate. Patero has doubled twice today. He's 2-for-4 with a walk. Lefty on lefty matchup. Garnett home. Pitches inside 1-0. I mentioned tomorrow, Irish night, Patty Cap giveaway, first 250 fans. It's also the first Oaks Thursday of the year here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Really excited to see the ride in the Oaks jerseys for the first time tomorrow. Patero takes low, 2-0, wearing the green Oaks jerseys, throwback from when the Rawhide were the Oaks for over 20 years before Visalia rebranded. 2-0 inside. Patero backing out of the way. Three balls and no strikes. Rawhide transitioned to be the Rawhide in 2007, but so many people growing up in Visalia know the team is the Oaks, and part of this 80th year of celebration of baseball in Visalia to honor the past. 3-0. Strike down the middle, 3-1. So if you're thinking about coming to the game tomorrow, but you're like, I don't want to pay. Well, come wear green, or you wear your Oaks gear, you get a free ticket. 3-1. Oh, look out. High and tight. Back to the backstop. Pataro had to duck down out of the way. Bases are loaded now. Two walks and a hit by pitch to start Garnett's outing. And Josh Goosen-Brown walking on out to chat with Garnett. So tomorrow, big night at the ballpark. Oaks Thursday, Irish night. I'm told there may or may not be Guinness available for consumption as well to get in on the Irish party. Friday, continued honor of baseball history in Visalia. Visalia Stars jersey giveaway, honoring the Visalia Stars from 1954. It was the second iteration of baseball in Visalia after the Visalia Cubs. First 350 fans, any age, will get a Stars jersey through the gates on Friday, courtesy of Harris Ranch. Jared Spreglot to the plate. He's 0-for-4 today. Takes inside, goes back to the backstop. Shallow backstop, though. It's not a lot of room to run. Pineda will hold at third base. Bases are loaded. Nobody at top of the ninth. And Stockton in front, 9-3. Garnett delivers. Fastball down the middle for a strike. 1-1. One home. Fouled right side out of play, 1-2. And then mentioned it last night, really excited for Saturday night. Max Scherzer bobblehead giveaway. First 500 fans through the gate on Saturday night. Courtesy of Valley Strong Credit Union, get a Max Scherzer bobblehead. 1-2. Inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And yes, it will have Mad Max's multicolor eyes on the bobblehead. One eye green, one eye blue. It's lifelike. 2-2. Fouled straight back. A cool thing, Max Scherzer played 2007 and 2009 here in Visalia, so there's photos of him in the Oaks jersey and the Rawhide jersey. Pitch home. Misses low, 3-2. The Visalia rebranding to the Rawhide in 2009, so Scherzer's probably the greatest ever player that played in both a Rawhide and an Oaks jersey. Payoff home. Grounded left side, racing in the shortstop. Rodriguez, the glove, throws to second for one out. It's held there by Nin. Pinedo will score from third to make it 10-3, but the Rawhide will get a much-needed first out of the inning. Patero was the batter out at second. Camarillo goes to third. And Spreglot is at first down. Lefty Cameron Leary to the plate. He's 0-4 today with a walk. Pitch home. Fastball at the letters for a strike. 0-1. Kick and a throw. Grounded foul right side. Series will finish up on Sunday, Easter Sunday. It's supposed to be a sun splash spring day. And if you're going to Easter services, hold on to your church bulletin, bring it to the ballpark. Got yourself a free ticket. 1-1 home. Fouled straight back, 1-2. I was chatting with someone today. I mean, there's so many ways to get a Rawhide ticket, discounted ticket through the Rustlers Club if you're on the older side of things, your kids to get cheap tickets on Sundays if you're in the kids club, or a variety of other ways to get a free or discounted ticket. Pitches high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Have so many great sponsors and support that help provide tickets to the community here in Visalia. I appreciate Spirit 88.9 will be providing those Easter Sunday tickets on Sunday, of course. Leary fouls it back. It stays 2-2. High set for Garnett, kicks and delivers. Popped up, left side, drifting into foul territory. Santana, the third baseman, on the track, reaches up and makes the catch. 2 outs. Well, it's time for your Visalia Transit drive of the game. Just like our hometown team powers through the bases, Visalia Transit keeps our community moving with safe, reliable, and affordable transportation. Whether you're headed to work, school, or the big game, let Visalia Transit be your ride to victory. 2 outs, and Davis Diaz the batter. Pitch home. Strike on the outside corner. Well, no doubt the drive of the game has to come off the bat of Slade Caldwell. A four-hit day, his double in the second. An extra base hit to left field. Davis fouls one down the right field line. Part of his first four-hit day of his pro career, extending his on-base streak to 10 games. That double by Slade Caldwell in the fourth. Your Visalia Transit drive of the game. Pitch home, and Diaz again slaps it foul right side. Garnett looking for the last out here of the top of the ninth. One run has come across, and the Rawhide trailing 10-3. Pitch Pichon. Bounces in the dirt off the mask of Berega. And in front of the Rawhide dugout, picked up by Santana down the line. And Spreglot will jog down to first. Oh, ouch. Right off the front of the mask of Berega, who's, you know, you do everything as a catcher. You block it, you get in front of it. Sometimes you just get unlucky. Most thankless position in all sports, if you ask me. 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Might be a little biased, though. I spent a little bit too much time in broadcast booths with former catchers. It might be the most thankless position, though. Catchers will not stop talking about how it's the most thankless position in all of sports. But, hey, to be a great athlete, you can't be too modest. 2-2. Inside and a full count. Pitchon, grounded, left side. Shortstop Rodriguez gloves, throws to first in time to get Diaz by two strides. Last chance for the Ride as we head to the bottom of the ninth. It's 10-3, Visalia Trail Stockton on the Ride Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Back in Visalia for the top half, or the bottom half of the ninth. Last chance for the Rawhide. New pitcher into the ballgame, Riley Huge for the Ports. He will face Alberto Berega, Yasiel Soler, and Ruben Santana. Riley Huge's third appearance of the season. 2 1/3 innings pitched. Allowed 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Lefty ready on the bump. Kicks and throws. Eddie Berega takes the first pitch strike. Huge from Davenport, Florida, was the 13th round pick by the Athletics in last year's draft from Winthrop University. Fastball misses high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Huge had a terrific season with Winthrop. 2024, Big South All-Conference, second team. Pitch home, fouled straight back by Berega. Was a second team midseason All-American by D1 Baseball and even got named on the Golden Spikes midseason watch list in April, which is given to the best player in all of baseball. Had 111 strikeouts last year. That was 10th in all of collegiate baseball. 111. 1-2 outside. 2-2. Riley Huge is a huge strikeout pitcher. Two-two home is swung on and missed. Ball in the dirt. Gets away from Diaz. Throw to first in time. Still to get Barrega. Rolled all the way to the backstop, but Diaz was able to chase after it. Yacel Soler to the plate. He is 0-for-4 today. Ride trailing 10-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch home. Inside for a ball, 1-0. Three runs on 8 hits for Visalia, 1 error. Huge readies and delivers. Fouled straight back. 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Stockton. They continue their winning ways. Ports looking to move to 7-4, and winners of 7 of their last 9. 1-1 home. Swing and a miss. That was a nasty changeup in on the hands. Rawhide in danger of dropping their 8th straight game. That would tie a cross minor league baseball, longest losing streak for any team. 1-2. Misses low, 2-2. The Charlotte Knights in AAA in the International League, White Sox affiliate, got swept at Jacksonville last week. They have dropped the first two games of their series at home against Nashville. So they have lost 8 in a row. No other team has lost as many in a row this season in the minors. Swing and a miss by Soler. And there's two away. It's just a monkey on the back of the Rawhide now. And all they need is one win to just kind of get back to the day-to-day. Right now it's weighing on his team's mind. And showed in the first couple innings of today's game. Last chance is Ruben Santana for Visalia. 0-for-2 with two walks. Huge delivers inside. 1-0. And Santana throws his arms up in the air to get out of the way of the baseball. Fresno has broken things open against Lake Elsinore. They lead 9-4 in the bottom of the eighth. The Storm are going to fall to 2-9 on the season. 1-0. Hammered right side and foul. The Grizzlies are going to get back over 500 and go to 6-5. Rawhide's next home series after this one will be against Fresno. Resumption of the South Valley rivalry. Looking forward to that starting April 29th. 1-1. Check swing by Santana. He went around. 1-2, and the ride down to their last strike. 6:30, first pitch tomorrow, Thursday night. Irish night, Oaks Thursday at the ballpark. Lorenzo Encarnacion will make his third start of the season for Visalia. Ready pitcher against the ready Adam Layton for Stockton. 1-2. Low. Two balls and two strikes. Two guys that have had good starts to the season. Layton, 2.45 ERA for Stockton. And Encarnacion had an excellent opening day start. 5 shutout innings on opening day. Earned the win. 4.0 ERA now as it stands for Encarnacion through two starts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Santana strikes out. And the ball game over. The Stockton Ports with a 10-3 win. To win their second in a row to start this series. And now winners of 7 of their last 9. The Athletics affiliate proves to 7-4 on the season. The Rawhide drop their 8th in a row and fall to 3-8. Final box score numbers. Stockton, 10 runs on 9 hits, no errors. The Ride, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. Wasn't the best performance by Ryan Magdeek. He got the start, no decision. The win, though, ends up going to the righty for the Ports, Nathan Detmer. He was absolutely terrific tonight for Stockton with 4 innings, allowing just 3 hits, 1 run. So he earns the win. Connor Foley suffers his second loss and falls to 0-2. 10-3, Stockton the win over Visalia. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night at 6:30 for our entire broadcast crew. My director, JT Gomez, Griffin Epstein from the Learn for Life press box. Have a great rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Learn for Life High Schools, I can be myself.
I can feel safe.
I can go to school at times that work for me.
I can prioritize my mental health.
I can have a better school-life balance.
I can work at my own pace.
I can control my narrative.